Spotlight on Medina today and tomorrow. 1 hour in today, having all kinds of fun. And we've got Medina County Auditor Mike Kovac on with us right now. Mike, thank you so much for joining us. First and foremost, it's radio, so we can't exactly show this to you, but we can tell you about it. Mike's got an awesome orange Cleveland Indians hat on. It's got the block C. Tell us the story behind how you got this hat.
It's got the block C, but it's got the Bowling Green emblem on it, yes, too. I understand you're an alumni also, so we got that up at the BG Cleveland Indians alumni game this year. So always representing.
That's absolutely. Cool. Isaac Izumbar, right?
Absolutely. Along. And you guys were saying you're having fun here, but have you been down the slide here at Castle Noel yet?
We're here 2 days. We're here today and we're here tomorrow. So tomorrow we're going to get here around high noon.
Sure, Mark Claus will not let you leave here without going down this slide, as everyone should in the entire area. We come to Medina, to Castle Noel, to go down the slide.
We saw the big wall of fame back there. We're hoping to get on that before we get out of here tomorrow. So we plan on playing some mini golf.
Outstanding.
Next door.
Actually, that mini golf is very interesting. I'm not a big fan, but I came in to see it 3D. It's different than anything I've ever seen. So the alien mini golf is also worth seeing here at Castle Noel.
I hear it's out of this world.
Full of those.
I've got those. Yes. I've got them. I'll have at least 20 more before we leave here today. Well, a lot of things for us to talk about. You guys have something called the Top Dog Contest,
and I want to dive right in. Yes, indeed. Each year, the county auditors across Ohio are responsible for licensing dogs in Ohio, and one of the things we do to help promote that is hold the Top Dog Contest every year. We stole that from Hancock County a long time ago, but all fourth graders in Medina County are eligible to write an essay describing why their dog is the top dog in Medina County. The deadline for that is Monday, November 6th, so if anyone's out there listening, you want to get those in. And again, we get hundreds of those essays every year. They're very heartfelt. It's very interesting. We honor about 6 kids every year. And it's interesting that oftentimes our winners are not the best students in class, but it's somebody who really loves their dog, and that's a way for them to express it. And we've got all kinds of prizes and awards for them. And we hold an awards ceremony there right before we start selling dog tags December 1st. Always a lot of fun. Kids and dogs, and you never know what's going to happen there.
So you've been doing this for a while. What are some of the more intriguing submissions that you've gotten over the years? Because you mentioned you guys get hundreds of these. You have to have some really cool ones that come in that really stand out.
We do. Well, the ones you remember are the heartbreaking ones. I mean, we've had kids whose parents have deployed. And again, the dog to them at that time meant everything. It helped get them through that. We've had actually one who visited with one of the canines, the Brunswick canine officer, and befriended them and helped them through, and several with illnesses there. So those are the ones that stick out. There's a lot of funny ones, but the sad ones stick out that actually help the kids a lot.
And you mentioned you guys have some awards and prizes to give away. What kinds of things do the kids get for being in the final few selections?
Actually, the big thing, well, to us, not to them, is they get the top dog gets the number one dog license in Medina County. We issue about 25,000 dog licenses each year, so the kids 1 through 5 get numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so their dog truly is number one in Medina County when they win. So Amazon, Dairy Queen, a lot of the local businesses donate prizes to help us recognize the kids.
And what ages are the kids?
It is only for fourth graders.
Fourth grade.
So you get one shot at this while you're in fourth grade. And we have siblings over the years, too, who've come back and been winners. And it's a great opportunity. We have a lot of the teachers throughout Medina County encourage their kids to participate. And it's a great writing exercise for the kids. Again, a little different motivator than the standard school project. If they love their dog, they're able to pour that out in their essays.
That's pretty cool stuff. Now, being a dog guy myself, I mean, I've had dogs for pretty much my entire life. It's always interesting. Everybody's got a different tale to tell about their dog. You know, it's interesting how that all comes together. And I would imagine in fourth grade, too, you really get a really good glimpse at the wild imagination of some of these kids, don't you?
It is a lot of fun. Not only the wild imagination of the kids, but the wild dogs that come in and visit us at the auditor's office. So, again, you can imagine we've got five or six kids in there, five or six dogs. And as I say, the two most unexpected things to deal with in life would be kids and animals. And so we bring those together, and we always have a good time with it.
I'd imagine that would be. That's right there, fourth grade is that area where you have the realization of what's happening, but the imagination can still run and have some fun, too.
And they're required to read their essays in front of almost 100 people, so that puts a little pressure on them, too. And sure. It's always a lot of fun. And, again, it kicks off. The big thing, we have a lot of fun with it, but it kicks off our dog licensing season December 1st throughout Ohio. You are required to license your dogs, and much more importantly, we always say that is your dog's ticket home if it gets lost. So, we strongly encourage you to get that license. Again, it's required by law. The animal warden will be inspecting. If there are not licenses, there's a $100 penalty if you don't. And so that begins December 1st through January 31st.
Cool stuff. Again, we're talking with Medina County Auditor Mike Kovac here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, coming at you live from Castle Noel, America's largest indoor year-round Christmas entertainment attraction. I'm going to beat Matt in the alien mini golf tomorrow. And after I do that, Matt's going to make me one of those world-famous mint chocolate chip milkshakes. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to feasting on that. Congratulations are in order to you, though, because you guys won excellence in customer service recently. You got to be very proud of that.
We did. Thomson Reuters, a little bit of a surprise. It's actually an international award. So Thomson Reuters serves about 15,000 customers worldwide, and there was a application put in on our behalf, and we were recognized in the world for customer service. So we're very, very proud of that. We're very, very proud of the outreach that we do here in Medina County. One of the things that's become very, very popular, you're always surprised by some things that succeed and some that don't. We do a weekend update every weekend talking about different events and news in Medina County and employment opportunities, and we always sneak in all of our auditor stuff with that. We always say we hide the auditor's boring stuff and the exciting things, and it works out very well. We got about 13,000 people who subscribe to that actually. We put that out today. We now put it out on Wednesday because people wanted. We were putting it out on Friday, and they said we need that earlier to plan our weekend.
So
we put that out before I came here today. So the weekend update for the Medina County Auditor's Office is now out on the streets, folks. So yes,
actually, I read last week's weekend update. Believe it or not, when we found out we were going to have you on the show, I read last week's weekend update. Yeah. And it's interesting, too, because a lot of the things you guys discuss are the big events coming up over the course of the weekend. And I would imagine, too, it's nice to know, though, that there's that kind of a demand for it, that you have to change the day of the week in which you release that.
It was quite the surprise to us, let me tell you. But, I'm out and about quite a bit in the community, and I have more people come up and mention that to me than almost anything else. And the big thing, too, you guys are down here visiting, there is so much going on in Medina County. Between Brunswick, Medina, and Wadsworth, you're here in Medina today, but it's a big county, and we roll over to the Lorain County line. We touch Cuyahoga and Summit, and between theater, comedy, dining, lots of different events, Castle Noel, and their different events, their elf labs and things they do here. I think people are very surprised about the number of things going on in Medina County, and we're just delighted to help get that word out.
You had mentioned something earlier that you wanted to hit on with us. This idea of skimmers and how dangerous that can be. Just wanted to kind of give you a chance here to talk about that.
Credit card skimmers. It's a problem across the state and the country, and we've been hit a couple times here in Medina County. This is a situation where we're involved with the gasoline pump. So when people put their credit cards in, someone has put a device in there that takes that information, relays it to a criminal, and then they use that credit card, obviously, for illegal purchases. So we've been very aggressively trying to combat that here in Medina County. There's actually an app out now that you can download to your phone. and hold it up to a gas pump, and it will see if it's sending out RF radio frequencies and tell you. So that's still I haven't even used it yet. That's just been reported by News Channel 5. We are now using some security tapes, special security tapes on the pumps, so that if they are opened without authorization, it shows that that's void, and we're telling people to look out for those. If you don't see that seal, no deal. Be very, very careful of those pumps, because the problem is, believe it or not, these pumps use universal locks. You can download a lock from eBay, and that's the problem here. So they're slowly taking care of that, but we've upgraded our inspections. And we also give a lot of advice to people. Be very, very careful at gasoline pumps and never, ever use your debit card. Do you guys use debit cards? I don't know why you use a debit card anyhow. Use a credit card.
Yes.
I hate to tell you. And the problem is, if they steal your credit card, the credit card companies are very good about shutting down those problems. I've actually had my credit card taken two or three times, not necessarily through a skimmer, but somehow, right? Mm-hmm. And the credit card company shuts it down. You're not responsible for those. If they get your debit card, they can clean out your bank account and you're done. I mean, there is no recourse. So again, the number one advice we can give you when using the gas pumps is to use your credit card or use cash. Do not use a debit card. And so that's very important.
So when you get to a pump, and let's just say you're using your credit card.
Yep.
You mentioned there's certain things that you need to look for. Let's just say you have that app. That app can actually tell you whether that particular pump is sending out radio frequencies?
Yeah, what happens typically, the thieves open up the pump, they install this thing into the wiring of the credit card, and most of them are broadcasting that. And so the criminals don't have to come back and actually stop in. They can just pick up that information by being nearby. And so the application can read if there's RF radio frequencies coming out of that pump.
Wow, so there's no hard thing to look for unless you mentioned it has that tape on it.
Yeah, we've started putting that tape out in Medina County. We actually stole the idea again from Summit County. Give them Eileen Shapiro
you
over
borrowed,
there.
Right? You borrowed. It's borrowed.
Yeah. I like to be a little more blunt, but we're using that, and we're encouraging all the stations to use that. So if you see that on and it's there, you can know that pump has not been opened unauthorized. But if it's broken, clearly don't use it. And again, some other tips: if you're using a credit card, try and use a pump that's in line of sight of the cashier. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things. And the pumps that we see mostly being hits are closer to the interstates, because the criminals, they're not local criminals. These people, the last band that was arrested was out of Michigan. So they are coming in and just touring the country. Wow. And opening up gas pumps across Ohio and the country.
Well, and it makes sense, too, because, look, if you realize you're running out of fuel, typically that happens when you're on the highway and you say, uh-oh, look, my fuel gauge says I'm almost on empty. I need to get to the nearest exit and go to a gas station. So it makes perfect sense. And when you're in a rush like that, you don't think twice about looking for those things that you mentioned you should look out
for.
Yes.
So
it makes perfect sense. Well, I know this information is on your website, and I want to give you a chance before we cut you loose here to tell us where we can go to get more information, not only on skimmers, but also maybe for some of the listeners out there who want to know more about the Top Dog Contest as well.
We have lots and lots of information out on our website. It's MedinaCountyAuditor.org. If you own property in the county, all of your information is there, including what we have it valued at, your taxes, what you've paid. Income taxes are coming up. Everybody needs to know what they paid for their property taxes. You can get that online without calling us if you go to that website, MedinaCountyAuditor.org. It also has a sheriff sales. There's been a change in Ohio law that allows the properties that are delinquent in taxes or their mortgage to be purchased much more easily, and there's been a lot more interest on that. Employment opportunities. That's one of the things that we see the biggest interest in, even with the low unemployment rate. So we actually list I like to say we probably got one of the best sites in Northeast Ohio for employment opportunities in Northeast Ohio, because we aggregate all these different sites there. So, and also tax reduction programs for senior citizens, veterans, agricultural folks, and also, of course, the weekend update and other information throughout the county.
Very nice. Well, Mike, thank you so much for stopping by. This was a lot of fun. I learned a lot about skimming. And, boy, that top dog contest, I wish I was in fourth grade again.
That is fun to see the kids come out. And I'm looking forward to hear about your trip down the slide, guys.
Oh, we can't wait. We're looking forward to it. Mike, thanks again.
Thank you. A lot of fun.
Medina County Auditor Mike Kovac joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We need to step aside and take a break. We're coming at you live from Castle Noel, America's largest indoor year-round Christmas entertainment attraction. It's on AM 930 WEOL.